Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This. Tonight we're going to be looking at the Judicial Appointments Commission, which was set up in 2009 under the Judicial Appointments Act. Now, its main role is to uphold the continuous independence of the judiciary through the selection of superior court judges. And in this case, superior court refers to the High Court, the Court of Appeal, as well as the Federal Court. Joining us on the show this evening, we have Dato' Ma Weng Kwai, a member of the Judicial Appointments Commission, or better known as JAC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Could we begin there with the raison d'etre of the commission itself? Could you explain to us why exactly, or remind us why exactly this commission was set up in the first place?
Right. Sometime before 2009, if you recall, there was this big controversy over the appointment of judges, which resulted in an RCI being held. So the result of that was the incorporation of this Act, Judicial Appointments Commission Act of 2009. So this Act has been with us for the last 11 years. Mm. And the main points, as you have mentioned, is for the selection and appointment of judges to the superior courts, as well as to have the continued independence of the judiciary. So this is actually spelled out in the preamble of the Act.
I mean, many people attribute the Saleh Abbas case as the kind of starting point for the decline of the Malaysian judiciary. In 2009, we had a different prime minister. We didn't have Dr. Mahathir. We had Abdullah Ahmad Badawi. And there was some sort of reforms going on. And it seems that this was in particular addressed to the public perception that the judiciary had not only declined in terms of quality, but was under the influence of the executive. To what extent has that work been done to establish the independence of the judiciary from the executive?
Before the formation of the JAC, you will recall that those who were joining the bench were either invited or people who indicated that they were keen to join the bench. So there was no formal selection process. But under the Act now, the selection process is very structured. We have interviews and we have people actually applying. So if you are interested to join the bench, firstly, of course, there's the eligibility criteria to be met. And you can fill up a form, which is available on our website, and send it in. JAC will call you for an interview and see whether or not you qualify.
And have you been getting a lot of applications?
A lot. We have just finished 2 days of interviews 2 weeks ago, and we had close to 35 applications for about 12 positions
for
judicial commissioners.
This is good because you want to widen the pool of applicants.
Most certainly.
Okay, but this is not simply kind of like a human resource management system, right? The implication is this are kind of wider for the quality of justice in the country. The role of the Prime Minister in this process is one that's quite contentious, isn't it? His or her, in the future, prerogative to not take the advice of the Commission in terms of selection, call for new names.
Right.
Isn't that something that needs to be addressed?
Yes, the system is not perfect, as I see it. We have the selection process. Now, as far as JCs, if I may start with JCs, judicial commissioners are actually appointed by the Prime Minister. So we come up with the X number of names for the X number of positions. But when it comes to positions of the Court of Appeal and the Federal Court, names will be submitted to the Prime Minister, but he may not necessarily agree to those names. And usually he will ask for further names, and maybe another two names for each of the positions. So in that sense, you will know that he is not quite agreeable with whatever that has been given before. But there's nothing to stop the JAC from giving the same names.
Okay, so here we come back to what are the models that need to be emulated, could be emulated. The British model, the Canadian model, the Hong Kong model, mm-hmm. Some give very strong powers to the commission. Basically, you have to prove, you have to explain why you don't want to take these names. In others, it's basically an advisory board. Where should we go in terms of the structure of power and decision making?
In the Malaysian context, the names are given on a recommendatory basis. And if the Prime Minister does not agree and ask for other names, I'm afraid there's no provision for him to explain why he doesn't agree and wants for the names. So
that's something good. Should we strengthen the commission and maybe lessen the powers of the Prime Minister's prerogative?
Yes, I think if there's I won't use the word veto, but if there's some disagreement on a particular candidate, I think yes, in fairness to that candidate as well, to actually say why.
How would one go about that, you know, process, the I guess not concentrating so much power with the Prime Minister? How would you go about doing that? Would it require, you know, change in law? What would it require to reduce that concentration of power?
Perhaps an amendment to the Act itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that on the table now?
Is that political will for that?
I don't see it.
Okay.
It's not been discussed.
No, all right. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and continue this conversation shortly on Consider This. So stay tuned.